The two-day debate was scheduled to start on 11 December and would bring together 10 presidential candidates. The Interreligious Council says the COVID-19 pandemic also complicated the situation, leading to last-minute cancellations. The organizers say the debates allow candidates to sell their agendas and enable open interactions with citizens. The campaigns in Uganda are ongoing, but opposition candidates have shown their discontent to the Electoral Commission. The police have used tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse opposition rallies for violating COVID-19 restrictions that allow only 200 people to gather. Isabel Nakiria in Kampala.